Segment 3. Struggle to reconnect with family. But as perfect as life felt, there was still an emptiness inside me. My children. The distance between us had only grown larger. Every time I reached out, they were too busy and too far away in terms of both distance and emotion. I couldn't shake the feeling that a piece of my heart was missing. One night, I asked him if he would meet my parents over dinner. It was important to me, a way of showing that the life I had now was real and lasting. But his response hit me harder than I expected. "I don't believe in mixing family and relationships," he said. "It causes problems." I swallowed the hurt and told myself I'd try again after the holidays. I had to focus on healing my relationship with my children first. Maybe that was where my energy was supposed to go, but it didn't make the pain of his words any less sharp. As the months passed, the holidays loomed. Family reached out, asking when they would get to meet him, when we would all come together. But the truth was, I was still alone in many ways. I reached out to my children, tried to reconnect, but I could feel them pulling away. My oldest was now off at college, and my youngest was in his final year of high school. They were living their own lives, without me. The rejection stung, but I knew I had to give them space and trust that things would heal in time.